This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another round of conversation here on the DJV Show. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Nice to have everybody focused. You're focused, Jennifer, right? You're on the money?
Yes. You're laser sharp, money. Baby.
All right. Well, let's see how sharp you really are.
Well, of course, we have a lot of people jockeying for position to take over for, well, to upset President Trump in his bid for re-election for president in 2020, right? Some people, I predict that there will be over 20 candidates on the Democratic side running against President Trump. I also think that there will be someone from the Republican Party trying to primary President Trump. In some of the circles, I've actually heard people throw out the number 40 in terms of how many candidates there could be on the Democratic side.
I'm moving to another country then.
I know. I'm so over it. I'll move
if you are. If you're a Republican like me and we get 40 candidates, just keep the popcorn going. Get a popcorn machine and just sit down and watch. Because I remember as a Republican in 2016, 17 candidates seemed like a circus. But we'll see if it's that big.
It wasn't fun for Democrats when there were that many Republican candidates. So I'm not sure it'll be fun for you either.
Oh, you guys used to love it. I would remember getting trolled like crazy on Twitter with all the some of the weirdos on the stage. There's fun to be had. It's okay. Mm. Depends on what your type of fun is. In any case, a lot of those people that are considering to run, including Kamala Harris, who is said to launch her bid on Martin Luther King Day, that is all but done. They're in the Senate, right? They get into the Senate. That's the stepping stone to the White House. So there's a brand new survey out from Morning Consult, and they actually rank the popularity of the United States senators from 1 to 100. Now, I thought it might be fun because I think there's, I think you guys can do this. Any guess as to who the most popular senator in this country is?
Bernie Sanders.
No.
Well, just based on his based on his social media following and how many young kids love him, that's who I would guess.
What do you think, Dad?
Probably a Republican. I'm trying to think of where there is a.
This is most popular based on what, Jen? Like most
this
popular in terms of
somebody asked. This is the as the 115th Congress comes to a close. So this is not the newly elected senators that are in there. The few that have kind of changed position. This is last year, 2018, most popular senator just across the board for Democrats, Republicans, Independents. No party preference.
No party preference. I can't find in my mind somebody who I think is. Is that popular when you consider they have a 9% approval rating across the board?
Right. All right, well, I'm going to end your misery. Victoria was absolutely right, actually. Bernie Sanders. Is America's most popular senator with 64% of voters in his state approving of him. And, of course, this matters because he is considering a run for the presidency once again in 2020. Although I've heard scuttlebutt from kind of the inside politics circles that the Democratic Party is actually rallying really hard on Bernie Sanders, trying to pressure him not to run this time around because they see him as the spoiler for Hillary Clinton last time, which I think is kind of bizarre. You know, first it's Russia, then it's Bernie Sanders. Like, Hillary Clinton lost. She's a big girl. She made her own campaign mistakes.
Yeah.
She came short. She fell short. And I think to continue to look for excuses as to why she lost, well, you know, look inside the campaign and where she chose to campaign. So Bernie Sanders getting a lot of heat, but he is number one on the list of most popular senators, followed by Patrick Leahy from Vermont. He has a 62% approval rating.
So both the Vermont senators are very popular.
Democrat, obviously they consider Bernie Sanders to be an independent. The most popular Republican
is
from Wyoming.
Leahy is not a left-wing nut bird either. He's actually pretty reasonable.
He flirts with it. In Wyoming, John
flirts
Barroso...
Flirts with reasonableness or flirts with being a left-winger?
John Barroso is the Republican senator from Wyoming. He comes in third on the list. And John Thune from South Dakota, and it's just fun to say his name. He's a Republican.
Thune.
Is number four on
rancher.
The list. Amy Klobuchar, who is considering a run for president, is number six on the list. That's also of note. Now, the
Never
least
even heard
popular,
of her. Where is she? Where is she from?
Oh, you know Amy Klobuchar. She's from Minnesota. She's the one that actually engaged Brett Kavanaugh in the very famous I Like Beer conversation during his...
Fleeting fame.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, it wasn't her fault. He was pretty dismissive of her. That went around the internet.
She's considering a run for the presidency, so it's not too bad. Now, Mitch McConnell was the least popular on the list for many years. They do this poll every single year, right? They do all these rankings, and they do them based on registered voters and approval ratings in every state where these senators are sitting. Amy Klobuchar has really moved up the list over the past year. 51% of Massachusetts voters... like Elizabeth Warren, so that kind of puts her in the center of the list. She's not in the top 10, however. She didn't make it that far. So least popular was Mitch McConnell and has been for a long time, and that's understandable because not only do they measure his rankings in his home state, but people know Mitch McConnell, and I think he has the face kind of the Senate,
and
that
Harry,
tends to
what's
make
his
you
face?
Less popular. Harry
from,
Reid.
Yeah, he's another one, an old fossil. Well, he was never popular either in that
There's a new late finisher to the bottom of the list. So somebody dethroned Mitch McConnell for least popular senator. And I won't make you guys guess, but it is a Republican, and he is no longer serving in the Senate. His name is Jeff Flake from Arizona. Yeah, that's a big deal.
He's planning on a run. He was thinking about a run, too, wasn't he?
That's a big deal for what I just said, because I believe that someone in the Republican Party will probably run against President Trump. And a lot of people have been eyeing Jeff Flake as that person. I've never thought it was him, because I don't think his name recognition across the country is high enough. And I also don't think he has enough respect within his own Republican Party to make any waves. John Kasich, I think, will be the one that will ultimately probably challenge President Trump. Mm. And because we know he has
no
shame.
He'll have some legs.
I don't think so. Trump's got a 89% approval rating with the Republican Party. 89%. That's the highest in history for any president. So,
yeah, if Trump had been smarter, he would have chosen Kasich as his running mate.
I disagree. I don't think you need someone like Kasich, because he doesn't. As much as Kasich was kind of popular in his own state of Ohio, I think there was more appeal to someone like Mike Pence, who could guarantee the Christian far right part of the Republican Party that Trump wasn't going to be too moderate, right? They needed someone to bolster Trump's conservative bona fides, and that wouldn't have been John Kasich. That was Mike Pence. So, in any case, I just thought it was kind of interesting to see who's trending upwards and downwards. So keep an eye out on Klobuchar, because she's moving up that list. I would imagine she's going to be one of the female Democratic candidates that will throw their hat in, which could be a pretty crowded field at this point.
All right. That's interesting for us to think about anyway. The best stories of the day here on the DJV program, continuing with a focus on what happened at sea this week after these words.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
And we're doing a...
go for it.
A Prevagen. Right, that's it. This portion of our fabulous DJV show is brought to you by Prevagen, the name to remember, available in stores everywhere. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. So, out to sea they went. The Oasis of the Seas left a couple of days ago. I think it was earlier. No, it was about a week ago, actually. Royal Caribbean says that the ship coming back to Port Canaveral early because 277 guests and crew members are sick.
Ugh.
And really sick. A really bad gastrointestinal illness has affected many people. There were 9,000 people. See, this is the problem. Folks keep looking at the big. Do you see the recent picture comparing this ship to the Titanic in terms of how big it is?
The Isn't Titanic like twice the size or something?
Twice the size. Look at Google that the picture of these two ships together. The Titanic looks like a rowboat next
I've
to
I've been
ship.
On this boat. The one and only cruise I ever took was the Oasis of the Seas, and
yep.
It is so massive.
It's way too big.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when you think about all those people and then all the germs at that stupid buffet, which I completely avoided, it's just, so gross.
It really is gross.
I know you like a buffet, Doug, but ugh.
Yeah, I do like buffets, but on these ships, man, somebody came to me a while ago and wanted me to do another one of these listener cruises. And fortunately, there's so much going on. Fortunately, I say I would like to do something like that, but the cruise thing just doesn't appeal to me anymore. I've done three or four of them, and I just doesn't make it for me.
Yeah, this is 5,400 passengers on this boat. It was and it feels just like a giant floating smelly casino filled with germs. That's what it felt like.
Smoking. Ugh.
Yes.
Latest round of trade talks between our country and China finished up this week on a positive note. Spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry didn't go into details, but say the meeting and its end resulting now good for the global economy. U.S. officials told reporters that the talks were good. Two countries have been back and forth with these tariffs on hundreds of items, billions of dollars. But apparently, there was after that 90-day truce, there are a number of things that will change the increases. I mean, we can rehash this till the cows come home. They haven't settled on anything yet, but it does look like they're making some progress. It's just not in everybody's best interest to have this kind of a fight going on. It's not in their best interest, not in our best interest. So hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, this thing gets straightened out sooner rather than later. 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Help me, information, get in touch with my Maria. She's the only one who phoned me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge. Just a half a mile from Mississippi.
Not the biggest Elvis story, but we've had a lot of focused conversation, abruptly, aptly so, because this was this past week, the anniversary of Elvis's birth, 84 years ago. And I guess because of that, and the highlighting of a lot of Elvis information, there's a special that's coming to television next month, highlighting the 1968 concert. So, in league with that, jewelry and clothing and other Elvis-related memorabilia have been sold at auction. The Elvis Presley Enterprises operation says the auction at the guest house in Graceland netted 600 G's. What would have been his 84th birthday was the day this took place. The guest house is a hotel located just steps from the home itself where Elvis lived. Graceland says a red velvet shirt worn likely on stage by Presley at a show in Tupelo in 1956 sold for $37,500. A gold and diamond ring that Presley wore on stage and gave to his father sold for $30,000. A ring he gave to J.D. Sumner, one of his great pals, sold for $22,500. A winter jacket and a Love Me Tender theater lobby standee were also sold in the auction. I'm kind of wondering why they would be selling this stuff off instead of just putting it on display. It's not like they need the money. Last year, I think Elvis Presley Enterprises netted about $60 million that Lisa Marie and her mother share, but her mother's pretty tight because Lisa Marie's quite a spendthrift, so she didn't give her she didn't give her too much of it. Maybe holding on to it for the grandchild. Anyway, Priscilla manages all this and does a great job, but I just wonder why they're selling this stuff off. I don't have an answer to the question.
Well, Priscilla doesn't own the majority anymore. They sold the majority stake of Elvis Presley Enterprises, so that's that's another group that owns that. So she has part of it. I don't know. But she has part of the ownership, and part of it is still, I guess, Lisa Marie. But in those divorce filings earlier this year, we found out that Lisa Marie only gets a very small stipend, which is why she filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't.
She'll inherit a bunch, I bet. But
yeah, right, probably. Okay, so that's the Elvis story, kind of concluding as we focus on a lot of this. Really, I think it's apt. It was appropriate this past week to have much attention toward him. All right, let's move to somebody who is kind of a contemporary of Elvis's. I think he's 10 years younger. Billy Joel is, what, 74, 75, something like that? Anybody know how old? No, 70. Next, he's 70.
Yeah,
70 this year. Okay, so Billy Joel performing at Camden Yards in Baltimore this summer. First concert to be held in the home ballpark of the Orioles since it opened up back in 92. It's interesting. I was working in Baltimore at the time, and I thought it was interesting. I was doing this program, but I was also doing some other stuff there. And I remember when it opened up. I remember what Baltimore looked like before and after. It's much cleaner. Actually, when you go into Camden Yards and that whole area downtown, Kara, of Baltimore, it's an attractive, appealing area. Probably the only one that I thought was cool in Baltimore back then. Anyway, so this is going to take place July 26th, the big concert. Tickets go on sale the 18th, which is next, Friday. Okay. Announcement came during a news conference in the warehouse adjacent to the ballpark. Won't be the first time Billy Joel has played in Baltimore. He was at the M&T Bank Stadium, home of the Ravens, in July of 2015. There are a lot of people excited about that. So good. Good luck. Billy Joel in the Focus at 28 after here on the DJV program.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from markers and pens to 2019 desk calendars.
And right now, a 12-pack of Sharpie markers and an 8-pack of Expo dry erase markers are only $4.99 each.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. Ends 1/19/19 in store only.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There are many reports over two different questions. One, in the New York Times, says the FBI investigated the president as a possible national security threat after firing the agency's director, James Comey. The second involves the president's discussions with his Russian counterpart. The Washington Post reports that President Trump wanted even his own top officials kept in the dark about his meetings with the president of Russia has renewed questions like this from his critics.
Why is he so chummy with Vladimir Putin? Why is this President Trump's best buddy?
Second highest Senate Democrat Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson had this take on CNN.
This is not a traditional president. He has unorthodox means, but he is president of the United States. It's pretty much up to him in terms of who he wants to read into his conversations with world leaders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Four after the hour on your favorite radio program. This is the DJ V Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, turning it over to Victoria for this hour's trender from her.
Well, we were sort of talking about this off the air, but lots of Jeff Bezos stories. This is going to go on and on and on, I think, as more stuff comes out. Turns out the way that his affair with Lauren Sanchez, who used to be on Extra and she was a Good Day LA co-host, the way that this got leaked out was he was on his some vacation with his wife, Mackenzie, in September. They were celebrating their anniversary, but apparently this affair had begun months and months earlier, and Lauren Sanchez, I guess, was bragging to a girlfriend, or a friend, I don't know if it was a female or not, but to a friend. She forwarded some of the text messages from Jeff Bezos, and that person sold them out to the Inquirer. And so that's why we now know everything about their private life. And, you know, when you think about a guy who is the wealthiest man in the world, right? They're the wealthiest couple. $137 billion is what he's worth. And when you think about, like, you know, he sent nude pictures of himself, and apparently the Inquirer has that. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of them. Yeah, there's some nudies. Yep, there's some nudies in there. There's some, I was just saying off the air, too, no one should ever have to read someone else's text messages when they're flirting with someone or when they're declaring their love, because taken out of context,
it's so
just
embarrassing.
Oh, it's cringeworthy. It is really cringeworthy. Now, if the texts are to be believed, he apparently hit on her at a party, and he knew her husband. And apparently the husband, who is an agent who represents, like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and Michelle Williams and a lot of major talent, apparently he was completely blindsided by this affair. So there's some shrapnel here, so who knows? Maybe this will end up being like Shania Twain and Mackenzie Bezos will get together with this white cell guy, and then who knows? But yeah,
it tells
so
you
we're
it's
gonna...
not Bezos' first affair if he's going after a married woman and starts hitting on her at a party.
Right.
That's not usually, I just loved her so much I had to talk to her. No, that's I've done this before, and I go after the married ones.
Mm-hmm. And apparently Mackenzie, his wife, found out, she got suspicious of this affair when she read a flight manifest that on his private jet, and it only listed Bezos and Lauren Sanchez as the passengers. At the time, I guess, I don't know how convincingly, but he said that it was just work-related. So, yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Kind of work.
Yeah. Right. So I think the more stuff that comes out, the more contentious this divorce will end up being. And I don't think that there's a prenup involved because they were together before they made any money.
Sucker.
So, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to have a divorce attorney there? Come on.
Oh, yes.
But under the circumstances, where's his residence? California? Where does he live? Where does he declare residency?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's not a 50-50 is going to be what happens for the most part. She'll get half of it and he'll get half of it. So what's so bad about being worth $64 billion?
I'm sure he can build it back up again.
Yeah. Okay.
If he wants to stay in that, you know, in that upper echelon of gazillionaires around the world. So.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Bezos, let's do some food news here on the DJV program. And I call your attention to the fact that Amazon owns Whole Foods, and they are gearing up to take over the old Sears and Kmart stores around the country. Apparently a bunch of Whole Food managers went to some sites of an old couple of old Kmart stores and tried to figure out how they could convert these stores, there are 400 or 500 of them, into Whole Foods stores, so Amazon can have more places that they can use as distribution points and also sell Whole Foods. So if you look, there's a map that's online of all the stores that have closed. Concentration of them in the, mostly the north, well, I guess the eastern part of the country more. So, and then around California, there are a ton of them. Texas, but they're, look at all of them in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, tons of them there. Some in Pennsylvania, Delaware, a bunch of them in southern New England, down in the Carolinas, Florida. So they'll have a more wide or broader way to do what they do, food and all the other things that Amazon is known for. I went on Amazon last night because I wanted to buy some corn silk, which is very good for urinary problems. Daisy has a little bit of a problem, so.
Oh, thank God, that was about the dog. It literally was like, no, are we?
My name is not Jeff Bezos, and I'm not going to tell you about whether I.
Did anyone else get a little bit nervous there? I was like, oh no.
Nice, thanks, Victoria.
Okay, so corn silk is good for dogs with urinary problems.
Well, it's good for humans too. It's good for humans, but it's just something that I was thinking about how much Amazon is into everybody's sphere. It really is pretty amazing. So, all right, that's that. The key to longevity announced this week. Another old timer has bitten the dust. Oldest living American was a lady named Lessie Brown. She passed away at the age of 114 this past week, and her family says the reason she lived to be 114 is because she had a sweet potato every single day of her life. Lived in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. She said it was God's will that she lived as long as she did, but her family thinks the sweet potato had something to do with it. How often do we? Sweet potatoes sort of remind me of pumpkin, and I'm not a big, yellow stuff is really good for you, though. eating yellow foods.
I love
foods.
Sweet potatoes.
Very
really
good. If you can put enough butter on them and salt, okay. American
well,
diabetes.
Good with enough butter and salt.
Yeah, exactly.
You've tasted, there's this whole craze now. I was at dinner the other night, and I came back around to thinking about cauliflower. Megan has a new recipe for cauliflower. And it's really very good. And I had some at this restaurant. It was wonderful. They combined it with broccoli in a particular way, garlic, but it was really quite yummy, frankly. So anyway, talk about my diet, but the American Diabetes Association says sweet potatoes will not spike your blood sugar level. It's very fibrous, so it helps to regulate your weight. It'll leave you feeling full, lowers your cholesterol, keeps you regular, all those good things. And sometimes sweet potatoes contain up to 6 times your daily value of vitamin A, which is good for your eyes, for your bones, your immune function. The author of The Blue Zone Solution, Dan Butner, says the sweet potato is a go-to food. Some of the world's healthiest people eat a lot of sweet potatoes. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your dietary advice from the DJV program. I noticed some things when it came to the traditions of eating things, New Year's celebrations and getting into, we're all thinking about better food and going on diets. I must have seen 14 commercials for Weight Watchers last night.
Is it more than ever right now?
They're all over the place. Oprah on her bicycle, everywhere.
Yeah, but
sort of,
I feel like
sort of changed their logo and their approach to things.
Well, yeah, well, that's ahead, just Weight Watchers, but it just feels like every blog that I read, every email newsletter, because I just get a lot of stuff in my inbox every day from different sources, and it's everything is try this diet, don't try that diet. Jillian Michaels hates the keto diet, and then everybody's lashing out at her, including Al Roker. Like, it's so crazy. People are fighting about diets
right
now.
I don't even know what the keto diet is. I see it everywhere.
It's basically all high fat and protein and no carbs.
And
it's very, very, yeah, he does it too.
I don't know if you got into Andy, if you heard about it, but Jillian Michaels, who's the coach, former coach from The Biggest Loser, she was going off about how terrible the keto diet is for you on social media, and Andy Cohen was like, "You're terrible."
Yes, I saw that.
It's not the keto diet that's terrible. You're terrible. So, everybody's saying, but I think it's, I mean, it's January. What else do you expect? People are looking to make changes. They're trying to cash in on their resolutions.
Here's what has become one of the new, quote-unquote, traditions, black-eyed peas and collard greens. All right, let's think about something else as far as the food department is concerned. Doritos setting the snack aisle on fire these days with the release of their latest new flavor, pretty bold, Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho. Andy Solomon has some pretty hot news for us.
Doritos is at it again with their all-new Flamin' Hot Nacho. For the first time on a tortilla chip nationwide, the new flavor offers a combination of the popular hot and spicy flavor of Flamin' Hot and the timeless flavor of original nacho cheese. Here's Leslie Vesper for Frito-Lay.
Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho is a new, unique flavor that gives fans the essence of the original Doritos nacho cheese with a Flamin' Hot kick we know snackers love. We're excited to bring together two of our most popular flavors for the new year.
What makes Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho so exciting?
Flamin' Hot Nacho is Doritos' latest push into the hot and spicy food category, one of the fastest growing segments in the food industry. Flamin' Hot Nacho's taste experience starts with the original nacho cheese flavor fans know and love, followed by a kick of heat that continues to build.
Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos are available on store shelves nationwide today. For more information, please visit Doritos.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tenderness. tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Your child complains of an itchy sore throat that hurts when they swallow. Most often, it's a viral infection that'll go away on its own. You can treat the symptoms, but there is no cure for a cold or flu virus, says Dr. Tina Arden.
Antibiotics simply won't work for a viral infection.
If your child complains of throat pain without coughing, it may be a sign of a different upper respiratory illness.
Strep throat is a specific bacterial infection that can happen in the back of the throat.
Telltale signs include tiny red spots at the back of the roof of the mouth or red and swollen tonsils.
If it's strep throat, you're only going to have symptoms related to the back of the throat. Fever, maybe a headache, and then the sore throat.
Your healthcare provider can do lab tests to confirm if it's strep throat and offer antibiotics to treat the bacterial infection. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember for obvious reasons. If you know what Prevagen does, it improves your memory. It's now available in stores pretty much everywhere. I was thinking about an experience that I had this week. You know, we all spend a lot of time working. We work together and then we work alone through the day. And the other day I got caught up on something I'd seen on my bank statement, a charge to Sirius XM. I canceled my Sirius XM last August because the car I had it in, I sold and got another car. It doesn't have Sirius XM, so I canceled. What I didn't know is that along with my subscription to Sirius when I bought the other car 2 years ago, came a bonus. But they said a bonus was a couple of things that you could put in your house that you could use Sirius XM, and they were charging me. It was free to begin with the first 4 months, and then they started charging me, and I didn't pay attention because the price was the same whether you had the car and the house or the car by itself. So when I canceled the car, they continued to charge me for the house, and yet it was supposed to be free. I was on the phone for 45 minutes with them. It was an outrage to the point where I think I wouldn't use Sirius again. Somebody was in who knows where, some country in Asia, didn't understand half of what I was saying, and the way they treated me was just outrageous. So be aware of that if you're signed up to subscribe to Sirius XM. Look out. 10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our Stop 'em, Drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Visit with Nick Miles, our auto expert. His website is a fabulous place to keep up to date on what's going on in the world of new cars and the recalls, all that sort of thing. All the information you need about your car is at rautoexpert.com. So before we get to CES, which is I know where you are, and talk about what the new gizmos and gadgets will be with new cars, what do you make of Ford adding a million vehicles to that recall of the Takata airbags? Is this thing ever going to end?
Well, that's my thought. My first thing was, why now? Why is it taking so long for them to do this? So the first companies that used Takata airbags started to make the recall a couple of years ago, and Ford didn't seem to be part of it. But the sad part is, if you live in southern states where it's humid and hot, you have a higher chance of malfunctioning airbags. If you live in anywhere that's cooler and not so moist, you're pretty safe. But get them changed as soon as possible. And again, this is another thing. Ford trying to become solvent, make sure they're above the line and they're in the black. And this is another thing, just to push them more towards being in the red.
Yep. All right. And I have to get this take before we do the CES review of Harley Davidson introducing an electric motorcycle. Who the hell would want a Harley Davidson? Even if you put an artificial noise maker on it, who would want an electric Harley Davidson?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Highly well known for their noise, their loudness. The thing is with this, I guess I'm split in the two minds. I love the big roaring bikes which I ride. It's a lot of fun. It makes, you know, the connection between you and the bike is where it's all about. But the other thing is, too, anything electric goes super fast, super quick. And the acceleration, the changing through the gears that you have when you have a gas motorcycle, with an electric, there is only one gear, and it goes fast really quick. And I like that part. I'm not sure I like the electric part, but I sure as heck like going fast.
Yeah, a quicker way to kill yourself. Nice going there, Mile. I think. All right, the CES, total takeover of Las Vegas. 4,500 exhibiting companies, new technology. What about the auto world and like-minded businesses? What do you see there that is exciting you?
Some really cool stuff. A lot of it just conceptual. Talking about bikes, I know this will probably be upsetting to you, but BMW is showing off a riderless motorcycle. I thought at first, well, yeah, why, we have enough traffic on the road, right? Why do we want a bike that rides itself? Well, the truth is we're just showing off how it can be autonomous on its own. The great thing about this is it's not really the autonomous part. That's the fact that it's much safer, right? So the bike now can not go down. You can avoid accidents. And a lot of times the, you know, riders end up putting the bike down because they can't control it. Well, this bike doesn't allow you to get into that situation, which I think is absolutely fantastic. A lot of conceptual stuff, Doug, that you or I are never going to be interested in. Wearing goggles in the car so you can see more than you can see without them. I'm not sure I'm copacetic with that. Or it does show you things you can't see out of your range of view, which is kind of nice, like pedestrians who are hiding behind bushes are going to leap out in front of you. The goggles will pick those out. It's called invisible-to-visible technology. The one thing that I guess made me made my mouth drop a little bit was the new Bell. You know, Bell make the helicopters. They have a Bell Nexus there, which is the first flying car. Well, we've seen lots of people come up with the idea of flying cars, and it adds a whole different dimension of danger and complexity to traveling to work every morning. But the cool thing about this one is it's actually scheduled to join the Uber Air fleet. So they're saying it will be in fleets in you know, maybe 5 years.
Uber Air? Is that like you're not going to have to be in an Uber car? You're going to be able to be carried around in a helicopter or something? I didn't even know about
that. Yeah, that's the plan. It's sort of very conceptual at this point. They've been doing a lot of tests, but there's no real plan to deploy it anywhere. Although, you know, being in Las Vegas, you get the opportunity to ride up and down the strip in these autonomous cars, which I thought I'd really, really hate. But you know something? Not having a guy who sits in the front seat shouting to his friend on the phone the whole trip was really pleasurable.
All right, so high-end, low-end, these technological breakthroughs that you've seen, cars all across the spectrum adding some of this stuff, or that's the plan, or that's the idea, or that's the excitement, what is it?
Yeah, so there's everything, right? One of the things that I saw, which is not very exciting but is super useful, is Toyota introducing their Guardian system, which is basically looks all around the car, sees if an accident's going to happen, plans for the accident, and then avoids it. This is the only system, Doug, I've ever seen that actually speeds up to get out of a situation. So you see someone drifting into your lane in front of you, it'll speed up to move out of a lane and get away from that driver. And the cool thing about this Toyota system, they're not being selfish, they're not putting it in all their cars. They're actually willing to share it with any other automaker that wants the system, because if we can get this in all cars, it'll make things much safer.
Nick Miles, your auto expert, our auto expert, Dutch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.